It's time for another edition of San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley. Without further ado, enjoy the program.
The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor the monthly Monte Vista Chamber Business Spotlight Podcast, highlighting member businesses, events, and organizations. The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce exists to promote business in the Monte Vista area. They serve its members and the community at large by planning and hosting many local events, social media promotions, advertising, and help to improve community relations and communication among the residents and guests of the Monte Vista area. Their mission is to advance a sustainable business environment and improve the quality of life for the community. The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce is located at 947 First Avenue. You can call them at 719-852-2731. That's 719-852-2731. Or visit their website, montevistachamber.org. That's montevistachamber.org. And check back at the beginning of every month for another Monte Vista Chamber Business Spotlight Podcast on slvoices.com.
This is a call to action to all individuals and businesses who share the vision for a new and improved Sky High Regional Event and Conference Center that will benefit the entire South Central region of Colorado. The current facility has served us well, but it has seen better days and now has safety issues that must be addressed. Friends of Sky High Park, in collaboration with the City of Monte Vista, have concluded that the most efficient way to move forward is to demolish the current facility and build a new modern center to meet the current and future needs of the San Luis Valley community and beyond. The goal of Friends of Sky High Park is to fund the construction of the new building primarily with support from foundations and other entities such as DOLA. However, to obtain grants from DOLA and foundations, it is important that the community believes in the project and is invested as well. Thus, Friends of Sky High Park is seeking to raise 5 to 10% of the total construction costs to use as a match for grant applications. The plan also includes in-kind services for a large portion of the demolition from contractors several have already committed to helping. Our goal is to raise at least $875,000 from the SLV community members, facility users, and businesses, even more if we can. Your help is needed to raise these funds. This is an Enterprise Zone Tax Credit qualified project. That means that donors will benefit from the Colorado Charitable Contribution Deduction as well as an Enterprise Zone Tax Credit. Many wonderful people, businesses, and organizations have already contributed towards the goal, but your help is still needed. There are two ways for you or your business to contribute, either through Monte Vista Community Fund, a 501c3 capital fund for Sky High Park, or to the City of Monte Vista Capital Fund account for Sky High Park. Checks may be sent to Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce at 947 First Avenue, Monte Vista, Colorado 81144, or to Friends of Sky High Park, Box 262, Monte Vista, Colorado 81144. For more information, email friendsofskyhigh@gmail.com or visit their website, friendsofskyhigh.org. That's friendsofskyhigh.org.
Coming up on this podcast are three unique interviews. The first is with the director of the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce, Augusto Boster Echea. He is also a labor and employment specialist at the Monte Vista Workforce Center. Then we have the February Chamber of Commerce Business of the Month, Dos Rios Restaurant, featuring owner Mike Rios. Wrapping up this podcast is Marcy Schultz, owner broker at Schultz Realty, and Candace Haney, associate broker.
I'm Adam, and this is the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce Business Spotlight for February 2020. Part of each month's podcast is to introduce our listeners to our local Chamber of Commerce and the good folks behind the scenes who make everything happen. This month, we're talking to Augusto Boster Echea, or Gus for short, Nuz is a director on the board of the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce. He's also a labor and employment specialist at the Monte Vista Workforce Center. Gus, welcome to the SL Voices studio.
Hello, thanks.
First, let's get your story. Where are you originally from?
Originally, I was born and raised in Miami, Florida. So I moved out to Colorado in 1996 with my family. I have three sisters. Mom and Dad decided to bring us all to a semi-rural area, although it turned into a fairly rural area when you compare it to Miami, Florida.
It's a big change.
It is, definitely. Big culture change.
So how did you end up in Monte Vista then?
My background is mostly in psychology, behavioral health. At the time, I had a bachelor's degree in psychology from University of Southern Colorado, which is now CSU Pueblo. And then I worked for Parkview Medical Center in Pueblo for many years. And then I decided I wanted to get my master's degree in psychology. And so I have a master's degree in forensic psychology. While I was applying for many jobs with the state, mostly through Department of Corrections, I came across this position with the Department of Labor. And this is one of two positions that offered to do an interview with me. And so my wife and I had never really spent any time in Monte Vista. We had gone to the sand dunes in Alamosa or near Alamosa a couple times, but otherwise we really didn't know much about the San Luis Valley. So we came down the weekend before my interview and we drove around and poked around and saw what was around in the area and really enjoyed it. So my wife gave the seal of approval, and so I went through the interview and I was offered the position. And so I'm actually a labor and employment specialist with the Department of Labor in the Monte Vista office, but I was hired to do outreach work with the migrant and seasonal farm workers in the area.
Okay.
Of which we have many. The numbers kind of fluctuate, and depending on your specific requirements of what a migrant and seasonal farm worker is, we do have probably between 500 and 1,000 on a yearly basis come through the area and or live in the area. And they work seasonal agricultural positions.
What do you do to help them? Or how do they reach out to you?
So basically with migrant seasonal farm workers, migrant workers come into the area. They do the agricultural work, which is seasonal in nature, given that we have so much cold down here and a lot of snow. So during the spring, summer, and early fall, a good amount of agricultural work is done.
Okay.
And so when they come into the area, they kind of rely on the community to have the resources available to them. Education, labor and employment, healthcare, dental care, child care. And so they have a lot of needs, and this program was set up basically to ensure that migrant and seasonal farm workers have resources available to them, and that we at the Workforce Center, we at Department of Labor, can offer those resources or at least hook them up with the resource providers in the area that can provide assistance to them throughout their time in the valley or perhaps even year-round if they decide to no longer be migrant, to just be seasonal or to be agricultural workers.
I had no idea we even had that available. That is awesome.
We do.
And how do they reach out to you?
Basically, during season, which is the growing season, spring, summer, and fall, at least half of my time, most of the time during season, I'm out in the field, visiting the workers in the field. I visit with employers. I visit with resource providers in the area as well. And so I'll visit them on the fields while lettuce is being harvested, perhaps even during the pre-harvest activities when they're thinning and weeding the potato and the lettuce crops. They ensure that there's a good crop, but what we have noticed recently is that there seems to be fewer and fewer migrants coming through the area, perhaps because they're not traveling as much, perhaps because they have put down roots in some area, be it Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Colorado, and the surrounding areas. Or also, one thing I have noticed is that the older generation is stepping out of agriculture, and the younger generation is not stepping into agriculture. And so, with an aging population, the numbers of agricultural workers is declining, and has been declining for several years now.
Well, is this causing an issue with our local farmers?
Yes, in terms of an issue, they don't seem to be able to hire as many local workers. They have crops to harvest. Given the time, crops do not wait.
Right.
Crops are ready when they're ready, and so they need to make sure they have labor force that can respond to that harvesting need. What more and more employers are turning toward is a program that was put in place by the federal government, allowing employers to recruit workers from other countries to do work that domestic workers are not qualified or are not willing to do. And so on any given month during season, we will have a large population of, for example, Mexican workers. They come across the border. They have work visas to work specifically for that employer that recruited them from the other country. Most of them come from Mexico most recently. And so the crops are being harvested in a timely manner. The bugaboo is that it's not domestic workers that are doing the work as often as it used to be. There's a lot of H-2A workers coming into the area, and so it serves the need of the employer, but we at the Workforce Center do everything we can to make sure that those jobs and those possibilities are open to not just local workers, but workers from around our region. And so at this point, we are looking into and spending time in recruiting workers from Texas. Texas is known to be one of our supply states, and so word is getting around that Texas has the workers. They don't have the work, and so we're a natural fit to answer that question. We can have Texas farm workers come to Colorado for the season and do the work that we don't seem to have locally in the San Luis Valley or even in the state of Colorado.
Well, as you said, Gus, crops don't wait. When it's time to harvest, it's time.
That's correct.
What recommendations would you give someone who is seeking employment through the Monte Vista Workforce Center or perhaps anywhere else in town for that matter?
It's always a good idea to have a resume. To compile a resume with your skills and as well as your previous employers, what kind of things you've worked on for each employer. If you're in the agricultural industry, what crops you've worked on.
Or what positions you've held even.
Exactly. What time of year you've worked, what states you've worked in. And it's very important to make sure that the employer is aware of what you can bring to the table. Why should I, as an employer, for example, hire you? If you said you've done potatoes for about 15 years, what have you done with potatoes? Where have you worked? Do you work several months out of the year? Or were there opportunities in the valley that you can actually work almost year-round in a potato warehouse?
It's true. There are year-round operations here.
There are.
You know, my time as a manager of other businesses, I noticed what seemed to be an increasing trend of job jumping by younger generation people. Not being critical, it's just a trend I seem to notice. Is that still the case? And if so, what would you attribute that to?
I would say that job jumping, depending on your definition of younger generation, it's been around for a while. And I think perhaps the San Luis Valley, given that we have so many seasonal opportunities to do agriculture and otherwise, because we in the San Luis Valley, we have a definite busy time in the spring and summer and fall. During the winter, it seems that we don't have as much to offer. Individuals are used to working seasonally. And so if this employer won't work out, perhaps the next one will. It's definitely a trend that I've seen over the last 15, 20 years. In the Valley, I've also seen that there is some job jumping, but it's not so much jumping as just not working as much as other individuals have in the past.
Okay. Gus, what do you see as the biggest employment challenge facing local businesses here in Monte Vista today?
Initially, it is recruitment, getting people to apply and to work for you. The next step, not even part two, but 1A, is retention, keeping the individuals that an employer has invested time and money in to train an individual. If they've never done this work, you need to train them to do it right. You need to make sure that they are happy, make sure they are satisfied with their work environment. And so I think initially it is recruitment, but the retention plays a large part in that individuals can be hired. But perhaps a fault of the employer or of the employee, they are not satisfied. Things come up in daily life. And so if you have a sick child, then, you know, your first job is to be a parent. But that sometimes doesn't go over too well with employers and they need the work done. And
sure.
If you cannot work that shift, you need to find somebody to cover it for you because the employer, the organization needs to continue operating with or without that individual. And so retention seems to be an issue. But hopefully, with the improvement of work conditions, perhaps individuals can be more satisfied and perhaps the retention rates will increase.
Wow, that's something to ponder.
Definitely.
For employers and employees both. Gus, how did you become involved with the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce?
Actually, when I came to work for the Monte Vista Workforce Center, I was involved in the Southern Colorado Ag Conference, which is coming up in February. And that was my introduction to the Chamber of Commerce. And it seemed as time went by, the chamber was part of and putting on so many great different community events that I became more involved with the YAG conference meetings, and I became involved with the Chamber of Commerce. My introduction to the Chamber of Commerce actually came from Linda Burnett, who is the president of the Chamber of Commerce at this time. Back 6.5, 7 years ago, she was a labor and employment specialist at the Workforce Center there in Monta Vista.
Oh.
She taught me all the ins and outs of everything that was good with the community as well as with the Department of Labor. It was an excellent soft handoff that when she retired and became chamber president, that I would step in and be the official liaison, become a director on the board of directors for the Chamber of Commerce.
You are a director on the board. What is it that you do there?
Well, in terms of being a director on the board, I'm involved with the different meetings and ensure that my voice is shared, and I give my input and hopefully guidance to the rest of the board on what different events may work well and how events can be tweaked to appeal more to the community and appeal more to individuals who look to attend. The more individuals we have in attendance at our events, the more revenue the community can reap.
Now, you mentioned events coming up. Goodness, there's a lot on the horizon, it seems.
Definitely. It seems like the Chamber of Commerce has really cut their niche out in different events throughout the year for the San Luis Valley, most notably for Monta Vista and the immediate surroundings. In February, we have the Ag Conference coming up. That will be the 4th through the 6th of February at the Sky High Complex. In March, we're going to have the Crane Festival. The Crane Festival is going to be the 6th through the 8th of March, and individuals from across the nation, across the world, come to see the cranes come to the San Luis Valley, and it's a great time to be had. March is kind of on the cusp of winter slash spring, so you actually never know what we're going to have.
That's
true. If we're going to have snow and cranes, or if we're going to have soggy mud and warm temperatures and cranes.
Yeah, they're both big events, and you're right, drawing people from across the country.
Definitely.
And understand the Brown Bag Lunch and Health series is starting up again. Do you know what February's topic is?
Yes, February's topic is actually the Heart Health Month. And so we look forward to health providers in the area to come down and perhaps even to let us know about some tips and tricks to maintain heart health. It will be held at the Monta Vista Info Center, aka the Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
And so I invite everyone in the area, please come down. We look forward to having a great attraction.
And these are happening every month through October so far, scheduled.
Definitely.
That is great. Gus, what do you see as the benefits of a local business joining our Chamber of Commerce here?
Joining the Chamber of Commerce will put your name out there, put your company and or organization on the lips of the Monta Vista Chamber members. Networking. We have different events year-round that offer individuals the opportunity to network with their community counterparts. You would increase your visibility in the community. The Chamber of Commerce is right on Highway 160, and it's visible to anybody driving through. And so there are opportunities to get event booth discounts. Events happen year-round for the Chamber of Commerce. And so becoming a member of the Chamber will allow you the opportunity to not just get your name out and get your organization's name out, but actually be involved in the events and be there at the beginning of the planning of each event. Having the opportunity to do podcasts on SL Voices, as we're doing today, gets the word out, and actually individuals can hear the voice of the individual providing that service, the voice of the individual with that organization. And so becoming a member is definitely advantageous for anybody in the area. The more we can get your name out, the more opportunity we have to bring individuals to your organization.
What we found is this is kind of creating a bond between the people that we interview and the listeners. They'll walk into a store and go, I know you. They feel like they know them better. It creates that bond. So it's not a matter of, you know, walking into a store just going, oh, I don't know anything about this place. Now you know about the place. You know about the person. We've had a lot of fun doing this. This is really great. Gus, where do you see Monta Vista, say, 3 to 5 years from now?
You know, I've seen Monta Vista grow from 2013 when I moved to the valley, to now, in that there's more life, there's a vibrancy. The storefronts along Adams Street, for example, are filling up. There are opportunities for different kinds of food. There are different little shops in the area as well. making sure that the Valley grows is very important to us at the Chamber. In 3 to 5 years, I hope that we have a bustling economy, microeconomy here in the Valley, most notably Monte Vista, because we have so much to offer and we are the hub of activities. There are so many things to do here in the San Luis Valley, and we hope that individuals would take advantage of that opportunity because we can offer not just lodging and food, but we have activities that are going on year-round here in Monte Vista.
Well, we have it's estimated 3 million cars passing through our town every year.
I believe
year.
You're correct, yeah.
That's an awful lot of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Please stop.
Definitely, yes.
Stop
yes.
In Monte Vista. We're a great, unique little town.
We're not just on the way to somewhere, but we actually are a destination. We have a lot to offer, so stay a while.
Is there anything else you'd like to mention, sir?
Well, I would like to mention that if you are going to be starting a business or if you've just started, go down and visit with the Chamber of Commerce with Jerry, Leo, or Linda, and they can let you know about all the different events and activities available to you. Plus, they have a great venue. I mean, it's a great opportunity to go and visit with individuals in the community and hear their excitement about what's going on in the Valley. Perhaps even put your finger on the pulse of what's going on and what's coming up in the near future here in Monte Vista and the immediate surroundings.
Gus, we certainly appreciate you coming by the SL Voices studio, telling us about what you do as a labor and employment specialist at the Monte Vista Workforce Center. Some very pertinent information on migrant workers. I would encourage people to reach out to you if they need, or as you said, you're going to be out in the field this summer with them anyway. Also, of course, a director on the board of the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce. We appreciate what you do there. Thank you, Gus.
Yes, thank you. Much appreciated.
Traditional Mexican dining and a buffet for your dining pleasure at Dos Rios Restaurant, the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce Business of the Month for February 2020. Owner Mike Rios is here to talk about Dos Rios, how his family started the business, the various services they offer, why their food is so good, and a whole lot more.
If you're looking for traditional Mexican dining and buffet, you don't have to go any further in Monte Vista than Dos Rios. Here to tell us all about Dos Rios is owner Mike Rios. Mike, thank you for coming to the SL Voices studio. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, let's get your story first, sir. Where are you originally from?
Well, I was born and raised here in the San Luis Valley. My folks have been in the restaurant business since 1958, over 60 years, in various locations here in the Valley. And they've been in it for all this time. And now I ended up having to buy the business, and here I am.
So that's how you ended up in Monte Vista.
At that time, they had a restaurant center. But they got a really good deal on this building here by a gentleman named Bill Elthorpe, who has recently passed on, and he really got my dad a good deal, and he made it work. And then my folks retired back in 03 or 04, and then they ended up getting the restaurant back in 2011, and now here you are, I ended up having to buy it 2 years ago from them, and it's a long story, but we've been in the business for several years, since before I was born.
Well, it's a really nice building.
The building there, I think, was built in 1890. It used to be an old schoolhouse, and then it was called the Red Hat Trading Post. Then some other people turned it into a restaurant. It burned, and my dad bought it, you know, fairly cheap, and then he has developed what's there today.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Obviously, you've done restaurant work. Anything else?
I spent most of my adult life trying to stay out of the restaurant business,
oh.
To tell you the truth. I was a sheep herder, horseman, cowboy, truck driver, farmhand, construction, just about everything that you can do in the Valley here I've done. But now look where I'm at. I'm stuck in the restaurant business.
Mike, are there other groups that you're involved with locally in the San Luis Valley?
No, not really. Just Chamber of Commerce. There's really not much time for a lot of extra activity. Just always busy.
But you do have a lot of groups that are meeting at your restaurant.
Yes, sir. We have Rotary, and we have several groups that meet on and off, you know, like the after-prom committees from the various schools and Booster Club and from both Sargent and Monte Vista. And we have a painting. We call it Painterita on usually Wednesday nights. We have been kind of stopped on that since December, but I think we'll get back doing that. And that's a lot of fun to come down and drink margaritas and paint pictures with Miss Sue McCullough.
That looks neat.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's
I think
great.
We have a lot of fun with it.
Like, what do you do in your off time? Any hobbies or special interests?
There's really not much time. Just really like to go up and spend time in the mountains when I get a chance. And just trying to keep ahead of the game is what, you know, what I do most of the time.
Is there a particular spot that's your favorite out there?
Oh, I love anywhere around Creed.
I understand that. Well, listen, congratulations. You are the Monte Vista Chamber Business of the Month for February. Can you tell me a little bit more about the history of Dos Rios Restaurant?
They began as a restaurant in 1958 on 10th and Ross in Alamosa. And then they later moved to the Plaza Shopping Center, which is across from the college. They were there in the 60s and the 70s. The building was there. It was right to the west of Big O Tires. It's now called Juanito's. My dad's the one that established that restaurant. And then he got out of the restaurant business for a while, and then he ended up in the restaurant center. And that restaurant's no longer there. And then that's how we ended up with this deal here in Monta Vista. He's had a following since the late 50s.
That is awesome. You tell me about the menu. I like some of the things that you offer. Again, traditional Mexican dining and buffet. What are some of your specialties?
Oh, we have what we call the filete tan pequeño, which is a little thin sliced filet with veggies, stir-fried veggies and green chili and a cheese enchilada and beans, guacamole. That's a big hit. And then we have a Mexican chicken fried steak, which is a chicken fried steak with sliced fresh avocados, whole green chilies, and covered with a piece of Monterey Jack cheese and smothered in green chili. We sell a lot of those.
Man, you're making me hungry.
Right? We have just a, you know, average Mexican food brunch menu. We have enchiladas, tacos, other steaks, and we have some American food. We have chicken fried steaks and all the hamburger choices and chicken tenders and catfish. Just the basic American food, and then just all the basic Mexican food. The tacos, enchiladas, rellenos. Our rellenos are really good. Everything's really good.
What makes your food so special, Mike?
I think consistency. I've talked to people that have been eating with my family since the late 50s, and the food's still the same. And that means a lot.
That
does. We've just been following my dad's recipes. I mean, that's what our trick is. That's, you know, just a lot of hard work and consistency.
What type of special events do you have coming up? I saw you have some mentioned on your website.
Well, we used to have Fred Hargrove play with us, and hope he comes back. He's been kind of under the weather. We did that every Thursday night. We have a big deal in the weekend of Crane Fest. We have what we call Cabin Fever's Days, and a lot of times Fred will play. And we have Chris Goser from Goser Sausage. He's our good local sausage maker. He comes out and sets up his grill and grills brats outside.
Ooh.
And we get together with Three Barrels Beer, and we try to promote their beer. Just try to promote our local fare, and we do a buffet. We do ribs. We do also do ribs every Friday. We have ribs, and we have a big following from Texas because we mesquite smoke them all summer long, and the people just love them. They go crazy about them. They're really good.
Man, they do sound good.
Yeah, they're great.
You offer catering services. What kind of events do you cater for, Mike?
Just about anything. You know, we do a lot of weddings, a lot of funerals, graduations, just about whatever anybody needs. I mean, reunions. We do a little bit whatever they want. We can offer just about anything. We do roast beef or ribs or Mexican food or whatever you'd like. If we can figure it out, we'll cook it.
What's the easiest way for them to reach you? Just give you a call?
The best way to reach me is call the restaurant, and the number is 719-852-0545.
What do you feel is the most important thing you do for your business, Mike?
Just keep the doors open. That's a full-time job. There's a lot involved. Just kind of stay ahead of the game.
What is your favorite thing that you do there? What do you like to do most?
Well, I enjoy visiting with the people and meeting new people, new friends. I never know a stranger. I don't know a stranger. I talk to everyone. That's the joy I get out of running the restaurant, just meeting new people and learning about their adventures and their destinations, where they're from, and just visiting and just learning.
So, what is the craziest event you've ever catered for? No names.
I've done a lot of fun weddings. Probably just weddings are probably, they just have a lot of fun. It just depends on the crowd.
Well, how did Dos Rios become involved with the Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce?
Well, they just being a part of the community, and I know just about everybody on the board there. They just asked me to join, and I said, sure, why not? The thing about the chamber is you get a lot of free advertising and just a lot of exposure through the chamber. When they do events, they're always poking you and giving you perks, and that helps me a lot. That's well worth just being in the chamber.
Mike, anything else you'd like to mention, sir?
We're open 5 days a week, Tuesday through Saturday. We're open from 11 to 2 daily. And then we close for a couple hours. Then we're open from 5 to 8 in the wintertime and 5 to 9 in the summertime. We have a full buffet lunchtime except for Saturday. And we have a full buffet Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night.
And of course, you cater and you have room for meetings there. You have just some of the best Mexican food around. I mean, that's all there is to it. We appreciate you coming by. And of course, you've got your menu and everything available online. It's at DosRiosMontaVista.com. Certainly urge people to come by and check out all your wonderful cuisine. If you're looking for a place to host a meeting, need something catered, certainly reach out and talk to these folks. Mike, we appreciate you coming by the SL Voices studio. Thank you, sir.
Well, appreciate you having me. It's been a pleasure to be able to do this. It's kind of interesting. This is all new to me. Kind of cool. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Just why is it so important to use a realtor when buying or selling property? Owner broker Marcy Schultz and associate broker Candace Haney join us from Schultz Realty to discuss why they do what they do, what sets them apart, and much more.
Considering moving to the San Luis Valley? Considering moving somewhere else in the San Luis Valley? Well, if you need results that are going to move you, contact Schultz Realty. Joining us in the SL Voices studio to tell us all about it are Marcy Schultz and Candace Haney. Ladies, welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Well, let's first find out more about you. Marcy, you are the owner broker. Where are you originally from?
I'm originally from the Valley here. I'm actually a sixth generation Valley native.
Ah.
Our family moved here with homesteaded ground. I have my uncle still owns that ground today. So we've been here for a long time, deep roots in the Valley.
Where is your office actually located?
It's located in Alamosa at 1123 West Avenue.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, your past, your history, your story. What have you done?
Well, let's see. Went to school in Alamosa, graduated from there. I went to school at Adams State. While I was getting my degree there, I worked several different jobs, McDonald's, Walmart, the Adams State Extended Studies. Once I graduated from that, I went to work in my dad's car dealership. I was a finance manager there for 20 years. While I was doing that, I decided to get into real estate after I had my first son. Got married, I have two boys. One's a sophomore in college, one's a freshman in high school. So when my youngest one was born, I decided that I would get into real estate, hoping as they got older, I would have more flexibility with my schedule. So I got my license, started doing that part-time. So keep in mind that part-time was after my 8-to-5 job. So
goodness.
It's been quite the endeavor going on. So just really grew to like it, liked working with the people, started doing it part-time, actually worked with RE/MAX Sierra Vista. And then once that office closed in 2012, I decided that it was something I really wanted to pursue, but I really wanted to pursue it in my own way with my own type of work environment that I wanted to create. So I just went out on my own.
Wonderful. What do you do in your off time? Hobbies? Other interests?
You know, in my off time, we really enjoy as a family water sports. We like jet skiing, wakeboarding, playing in the water, travel. We farm as well. My husband's a farmer, and so we don't have lots of off time, but when we do, that's what we like to do. Kids have always been in sports, so that's like another part-time job in its own, but we feel blessed and lucky that we can support them on those endeavors and get them where they need to go and participate in all their stuff.
Candace, what about you? What's your story?
I was born and raised in the Valley. I was born in the old Del Norte Hospital. My family, we lived on a ranch between Del Norte and South Fork. There through sixth grade, and then my dad decided to get into farming, and so we moved out to the Valley, into the center area, farmed out there, and then I married a farmer. So we kind of stayed along the farming lines there and raising our family here. We have a son that's in college, a daughter that's a junior, and a little one-year-old. So we're raising them and raising them again in the Valley.
Yeah. About your off time, hobbies, other interests?
Yeah, we enjoy, you know, when we have time to, we like to go to the mountains. We like to ATV. We've done mountain biking. We enjoy camping, mainly because it's close, easy to run to and run back. But thank goodness that's the beauty of our area, is that we have that luxury to get to the mountains and get back to whatever we need to do on everyday life.
Let's talk about Schultz Realty. When did your business actually start?
I actually opened it on my own in 2012. It was just myself for a couple of years. And then I want to say it was about 2014 when Candace and I, our kids went to school together. So we've been friends a long time. And I thought it was something Candace would be really good at and she would really enjoy. So I kind of talked to her and said, you should do this, Candace. And she did. And she's great at it. From that, it went on to her and I being in the office. And since then, now they've expanded with 3 more agents. So now there's 5 of us there.
We were talking before the interview here. How many cumulative years of experience do you figure your office has?
Oh, gosh. Over 80 years of cumulative experience between all of us.
Well, tell us about Schultz Realty and get into details. I mean, this is your opportunity to tout what you do, so let's hear all about it.
I've been there the shortest amount of time, but I've enjoyed that. First of all, our work environment is really awesome in our office. I just think we have great realtors with great experience. And so that's something our clients get a pull from, is all that experience as well when they work with us. You know, what we do, we work with vacant land to helping people find homes, commercial property, and agriculture as well. We kind of touch on all avenues of real estate.
Are there particular areas in the Valley you serve or the entire San Luis Valley?
It's hard to say the entire San Luis Valley. It encompasses a lot of area.
8,000 square miles.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. So, you know, we kind of have agents that specialize in different areas. So Ray Johnson in our office, he really specializes in the Conejos Canyon, fairly knowledgeable in that area, cabins, fishing. He's an avid outdoors person and he really, really likes that. So he's great for us out there. Candace is really in Monte Vista Center, Del Norte, and South Fork area, and she's really knowledgeable in all of those areas. She's had a business in South Fork, and she understands all that goes on there. And then Audrey, Lisa, and myself, we really focus Alamosa and Monte Vista. Lajera as well. Audrey's done a lot of stuff in Lajera. Any further than that, we really don't venture out because then we get outside of what we really know well. And so to service our clients the best, we stay with what we know.
Sure. What would you point to as your business's most outstanding accomplishment in the last year?
I guess it depends what you want to consider accomplishment. So with what we do, our market's always changing. Marketing strategies are always changing.
Mm-hmm.
So to try to provide our clients the best service and marketing for their home, I think our biggest one is we've been able to add a marketing person. We've been able to add 3D Matterport tour for our clients, which gets people a 3D visual of their house if it's a house they're marketing. We have our administrative assistant, a professional photographer as well. So she's the one who does the tours and she's great at them. She does great pictures from them as well. And so I think as far as our biggest accomplishment with offering better service to our clients, those would be number two on my list, one and two.
What sets you apart? Can you give me an example or two of how Schultz Realty is different from what other companies might be offering here or neighboring communities?
I was thinking one of the things I think we bring to the table that sets us apart is that as realtors, we have experience in businesses outside of real estate.
Okay.
So whether it is agriculture, which we are living it as well for those clients, or other business types, we have experience in multiple business types. So we have that insight, visual or whatever, I guess you could say, of what business looks like outside of real estate, outside of being a realtor and helping people with contracts and the process of purchasing something. I think we understand the internal workings of businesses.
Yeah, I was just going to add on to what Candace is saying. I had that in my notes as well, just because I think we're an office that is kind of rare in the fact that every agent we have had a career prior to real estate. So we didn't all start just in real estate. Ray was a banker for years. Lisa works with medical professionals and she has an MBA. Audrey came from Texas. Every single one of us has a college degree. We all had other interests and other businesses, some of us that we still pursue along with the real estate. And so we have lots of experience with people in general management. And I think that allows us to have a better ear for listening to our clients and what their needs are and realizing how important it is to hear what they're saying.
Why is having a realtor so important for someone buying or selling a home?
Definitely to pull from the experiences that we've had to help people bypass some of those, the simple mistakes sometimes happen, or to get to the terminology of buying property. You know, that can be overwhelming. The contracts now are longer than they used to be, but that's also to protect buyers and sellers. And so with our understanding of that, we can simplify that as best, you know, as possible to make it understood by those purchasing property.
I think, too, it's kind of, I guess, a way to compare it to people is it's no different than if you're playing a sport. You don't get better at the sport unless you're practicing every day and you're going along with the things that you've learned through those practices to make you better. With people and this being one of their biggest investments of their lifetimes, I don't know why people would want to take that risk of costing themselves money, ending up in litigation, and possibly hurting themselves in the process by not hiring somebody that's what they do for a living. We deal with the market all the time and we're in it every day and some days we can't get a handle on it. You know, that's just the nature of the beast. And so for people to want to take that risk, I just don't see any value in it for them.
What do you feel is the most important thing you do for your business?
I think to make the connection with the people and to understand what their needs are, as well as what their goals are in the future with what we're working with them at that moment in their lives with.
Well, and ethics. I think ethics are a big issue as far as how business should be handled, confidentiality between buyers and sellers, and agents and their buyers and agents and their sellers. You know, the bar should be held high. I think there's some people out there that don't conduct business the right way, and I think it hurts the people that do try to conduct business the right way. And so people have a bad experience, and they want to loop everybody into the same bucket. And so you have to really work hard for word of mouth and the clients you've worked with to get the word out there of what kind of office you are and how you operate to continue for people to see the value in you.
How did Schultz Realty become involved with the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce?
First of all, I knew the events because we grew up here and wanted to get involved in some of the events that the chamber was putting on. And from there, it went into, you know, being membership and being informed about events and things going on with businesses and things going on in the community. And so kind of one thing led to another.
But why would you recommend another local business or organization join our chamber here?
Definitely for the same thing, being informed about your community, events going on, because it's easy to miss events. Mm-hmm. We know that we can advertise in all different avenues and we still miss them. So the chamber is kind of a nice one-stop information place, as well as like businesses for support and resources for growing the businesses.
Where do you see the San Luis Valley, say, 3 to 5 years from now?
Well, definitely is growing and people are moving into our area.
Is that a good thing?
I think it will have its positives and its negatives. It's just part of growth as well. I mean, we want our businesses to be successful, and that takes people to be successful and to circulate money around so everybody can participate in, you know, living here and living here comfortably. I do see the valley growing and some good things coming, amenities coming to the valley because people are moving here. Businesses being able to stay in business because people are here and need those services.
Well, then certainly we want to urge people to shop locally too.
Definitely.
Definitely, yes. Yeah. And I think part of the growing pains that will come with that growth is the fact that we struggle with housing. I mean, we struggle with inventory, having enough inventory, enough variety for people that are moving in, having affordable housing. Those are things that I think as a community through the whole valley that we need to work on and try to build a group with some plans to find places that we can do developments, because there's not a lot of ready-to-go developments that you can get a bunch of houses put up for builders or materials or workforce here to do that as well.
That's one of the issues that we see all summer long.
Mm-hmm.
People are just busy trying to find a plumber or an electrician. Good
yes,
luck.
Yes, yes. All winter, all summer, all year. You know, it's tough here in the valley. We have people who move in from a city where all that stuff's readily available. There's so much competition. And they come here and, you know, you can feel they get frustrated right away because they can't get people to call them back right away. They can't get responses. And so sometimes it's a little frustrating for outsiders moving into it. I think we've grown accustomed to it, living here all this time and having to deal with it. But definitely for outsiders, it's a hardship on them.
It's a matter of learning what Valley Time is all about.
Yes, that's yes. True. I wanted to add about shopping local. When we were talking about shopping local and the importance to do so, it is because our local businesses are what support our schools. They support the kids in the schools. Mm-hmm. And if we go outside the valley and over any pass, those people are supporting their community. So we really need to support our businesses so we turn around that support.
I absolutely agree. Well, ladies, anything else that you'd like to mention?
I think one thing I would like to quickly add is a service that we have that can help, because it's not about just helping people through the process, but giving them the information so they can make their own decisions in the process.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those tools that we work with our clients are our market analysis. So we work with clients and provide a market analysis so that they have that concrete information with comparables in the valley. They know where the market is so they can make decision to sell now, sell later. Purchase decisions. That's a good tool.
Well, you've got a lot of information on your website. Very robust. A lot of good stuff. Certainly urge people to stop by and look at that too. And that link will be on the podcast page here so people can find it very easily and learn more about you. Well, ladies, we appreciate you coming by the SL Voices studio. Marcy, Candace, thank you so much. And again, their slogan, we get results that move you. I like that. Thank you for coming by, ladies.
Thank you.
Servicing Rio Grande, Sawatch, and Mineral Counties, the Colorado Workforce Center is located at 2079 Sherman Avenue in Monta Vista, Colorado. Call them at 719-852-5171. That's 719-852-5171. Or visit their website at connectingcolorado.com. That's connectingcolorado.com. For the best in traditional Mexican dining and buffet, stop by Dos Rios Restaurant, located at 1635 U.S. Highway 285, just north of Monta Vista. Call them at 719-852-0545. That's 719-852-0545. You can learn more about Dos Rios, see their menu, and more at DosRiosMontaVista.com. That's DosRiosMontaVista.com. And for results that move you, contact Schultz Realty, located at 1123 West Avenue in Alamosa. Call them at 719 519-589-6977. That's 719-589-6977. Or visit their website at slvproperties.com. That's slvproperties.com. Not yet a member of the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce? Give them a call to find out all the benefits of being a Chamber of Commerce member and how to join at 719-852-2731. Or stop by the Chamber located at 947 First Avenue. Be sure to check back next month for another Monte Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast on slvoices.com or any major podcast platform. This is a call to action to all individuals and businesses who share the vision for a new and improved Sky High regional event and conference center that will benefit the entire South Central region of Colorado. The current facility has served us well, but it has seen better days and now has safety issues that must be addressed. Friends of Sky High Park, in collaboration with the City of Monte Vista, have concluded that the most efficient way to move forward is to demolish the current facility and build a new modern center to meet the current and future needs of the San Luis Valley community and beyond. The goal of Friends of Sky High Park is to fund the construction of the new building primarily with support from foundations and other entities such as DOLA. However, to obtain grants from DOLA and foundations, it is important that the community believes in the project and is invested as well. Thus, Friends of Sky High Park is seeking to raise 5-10% of the total construction costs to use as a match for grant applications. The plan also includes in-kind services for a large portion of the demolition from contractors several have already committed to helping. Our goal is to raise at least $875,000 from the SLV community members, facility users, and businesses, even more if we can. Your help is needed to raise these funds. This is an Enterprise Zone Tax Credit qualified project. That means that donors will benefit from the Colorado Charitable Contribution Deduction as well as an Enterprise Zone Tax Credit. Many wonderful people, businesses, and organizations have already contributed towards the goal, but your help is still needed. There are two ways for you or your business to contribute, either through Monte Vista Community Fund, a 501c3 capital fund for Sky High Park, or to the City of Monte Vista Capital Fund account for Sky High Park. Checks may be sent to Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce at 947 First Avenue, Monte Vista, Colorado, 81144, or to Friends of Sky High Park, Box 262, Monte Vista, Colorado, 81144. For more information, email friendsofskyhigh@gmail.com or visit their website, friendsofskyhigh.org. That's friendsofskyhigh.org.
The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor the monthly Monte Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast, highlighting member businesses, events, and organizations. The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce exists to promote business in the Monte Vista area. They serve its members and the community at large by planning and hosting many local events, social media promotions, advertising, and help to improve community relations and communication among the residents and guests of the Monte Vista area. Their mission is to advance a sustainable business environment and improve the quality of life for the community. The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce is located at 947 First Avenue. You can call them at 719-852-2731. That's 719-852-2731. Or visit their website, montevistachamber.org. That's montevistachamber.org. And check back at the beginning of every month for another Monte Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast on slvoices.com.
We appreciate you telling your friends to listen to the podcast on slvoices.com and check out our extensive calendar of events. More listings in one location than any other website around. You can help spread the word too by joining our Facebook group, SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley, and liking our posts on other social media outlets. Also, check out our Instagram page for behind-the-scenes looks at what we do. And please patronize our local sponsors. Remember to support the businesses here in the Valley. Most are owned and operated by your family, friends, and neighbors. We all love this area, want to see it flourish, and you can help by buying and supporting locally in your own and surrounding communities. Check back for another local podcast soon. Until then, this has been San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley.